This is Fairhope Hospice Presents, sponsored by Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care and the Pickering House, serving Fairfield, Hocking, Perry, and Athens counties. Now, here's Denise Bauer.
Welcome to our program today. We have Ellen Drewis, and she is a social worker with us, and she helps us with our community education and, last but not least, our wonderful pet therapy program. Welcome.
Thank you, Denise. It's nice to be here.
And you have just progressed over the years. Let's see, how long have you worked with Fairhope?
14 and a half years. It'll be 15 years in March.
Wow. Time flies when we're having a good time, doesn't it?
It does. It's hard to believe that it's been that long.
Let's talk about your journey with Fairhope.
Okay.
Let's see, you started as...
I started as the Child Adolescent Grief Coordinator.
Yes.
And 2 years after that, I came to you and I filled in for the social work position for a couple of days and called you and told you I loved it and never looked back.
Absolutely. So she's been a social worker, so you've taken care of many patients and families over the years.
Absolutely.
Let's talk a little bit about what you do as a social worker.
Okay. We are generally the first people that our families and our patients meet whenever they are starting to learn about the hospice program and about Fairhope. We talk about the program, we talk about our staffing, and we talk, of course, about the Pickering House and the services that we can provide for them, not only nursing, but social work and our chaplain services, as well as our ancillary services of music therapy and, of course, my favorite, pet therapy. And we work with them throughout their journey in hospice on a lot of things like closure, like maybe funeral plans, making sure that the patients have everything taken care of that they want to take care of.
Yeah, so social workers are definitely a big part of our Fairhope Hospice program. And one of the things I really wanted to discuss with you today was our pet therapy program, because you kind of brought pet therapy to us, and let's talk about how that happened.
Okay. Well, if I remember correctly, you said to me, if you ever do get a puppy and you really want to have a therapy dog, you come and talk to me and we'll see about starting a therapy dog program. And I believe that that's kind of sort of the way it happened.
Absolutely.
And Virginia was here with her dog.
Virginia Pickering, yes.
Brinkley was just a baby puppy and kind of grew up roaming the halls and terrorizing Virginia's dog.
Yeah, her little terrier, Peanuts.
Peanuts.
Yeah,
yes.
they were kind of like cousins, distant cousins.
Yes.
Yeah, it was kind of fun.
I can remember the one time
they running up down the hall.
Brinkley ended up in Virginia's room, and we socialized her here, and she grew up and was trained at National Canine by a wonderful person named Erica Noniman. I just need to always give a nod out to Erica, because I wouldn't be able to do half the things with Brinkley that I'm able to do if it weren't for her training, because I'm what I think is a pretty good hospice social worker, but boy, when it comes to training dogs, that is not my forte. So, and we developed the program, and now we have quite a few dogs that volunteer and are utilized in our program.
Absolutely. And I know you go to patients' homes as well as
Absolutely.
Nursing facilities, hospitals.
Absolutely. There was the one time when I was in the Somerset area, and the patient had a dog, and Brinkley was in the car. I didn't think about taking her in because it was a consult situation, and the family talked about how important this patient's dog was, and lo and behold, the dog had been a red golden retriever, and they asked me to go out and get Brinkley, and we went out and got Brinkley, and the difference that she made in the patient was absolutely remarkable. We visited that patient probably for 6 months before she passed. And it was just a really, really good situation.
So do you find that people open up more when you have Brinkley with you?
Oh, absolutely. It's amazing. And not even, you know, not only our hospice patients, if you've ever walked with me in the hospital with Brinkley,
yes.
You know, most people know Brinkley's name, maybe not my name.
I know. Oftentimes you come back and say, well, everybody was glad to see Brinkley.
Right.
And I'm like, well, you too, Ellen.
Right. Well, the other day in our meeting, Joyce was very clear. She wanted Brinkley to be seen somewhere. She didn't mention me being seen.
Oh, I know. You're just the tag-along. Brinkley's
exactly.
The star.
I'm her.
Of course, if you saw Brinkley,
chauffeur.
She's beautiful, and she always has a cute little collar and a cute and little scarf on. And
she's a very loving dog. She's very...
Yes, she is.
She's a very... She really carries... her role for us very, very well. The nurses here have discussed how when she's visited a patient in the Pickering house several times and then she'll walk to the room when the room is vacant, you can see her almost sigh and you can kind of see her, the letdown mm-hmm. in her body. So,
right.
You know, I think she takes it pretty serious. A lot of people comment on how calm she is. And what people don't realize is that she's very calm when she gets here. But she's kind of a holy terror whenever she's at home.
She's a regular
so
dog.
She's a regular dog.
She was a
correct.
puppy, absolutely.
Correct.
Well, and I know that she's involved in lots of aspects of our program here at Fairhope. And, I mean, volunteers. And
yes.
I always talk a lot about our volunteers. And we couldn't do what we do without them. And, by the way, I do want to put a little plug out to thank our volunteers in our community. We just recently had our cookie walk and we made over $5,000 to go to our memorial fund. So thank you.
And that is awesome.
And I know you even provided cookies.
I did. I don't cook, as most everyone knows that about me, but my wonderful neighbor made about 5 dozen cookies for me. So
well, I always throw my peanut butter fudge in the mix and
yeah.
I actually bought a couple, you know, containers. So now I've got my cookies set for the holidays.
Yep.
I love that. That's a great event. So thank you to everyone that participated. And then we've also had our Tree of Remembrance. And I want to thank everyone
that was
that. Yeah. And if people are interested, if you'd like to remember somebody at the holidays,
that's
they could come
way.
Here, couldn't they?
It's a great way. It's a great memorial. And you always have something to remember your loved one by. I happen to be with a few friends Friday night. We went out to dinner and then we went back to my friend's home, and on her tree was an ornament from, I think, 2 years ago from from the Tree of Remembrance.
Yeah, so that's right in our lobby here at the Pickering House, 282 Sells Road. And you can purchase an ornament and place it on the tree in honor of a loved one. And then after Christmas, we can give it right back to you. So, or you can just purchase one and take it with you if you'd like. I also like to talk about something else. If you need that last minute gift, we also have our memorial paver area in the front of the Pickering House. And you can actually purchase a paver. We have some of them are $100 and we have larger ones for $200. And you can have it engraved and placed in front in honor of anyone. I mean, I even paid to have one placed in honor of my children that helped me through a lot of work as we built the Pickering House. So, you know, any people that are alive or any companies you want to honor or just loved ones, if you need that special gift, that money all goes to our memorial fund. Helps a lot of patients, doesn't it?
It absolutely does help a lot of patients. I think that there's a lot of folks who don't realize that our memorial fund is there for patients who don't have any form of payment, whether it's Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance, and that allows us to provide the same service for them. And, you know, as we struggle for insurances for a lot of our younger patients, that comes in just more handy than anything at all. And those pavers are a wonderful way to remember someone. And I think we've even got a paver out there for Brinkley and Oscar.
Yay!
So,
our two therapy dogs.
Yes. So
I love it. So you can come out and hunt for them too, right?
Absolutely.
So
they're right out in front.
But yeah, we have a lot going on over the holidays, and I want to remind people too that if you would benefit from any grief services or talking to our grief program, any of the staff which you've been involved with
Absolutely.
Through the years, you can call our office. I'm going to give you our phone numbers, 740-654-7077 or 1-800-994-7077, and we can meet with you individually. We do have groups that meet in all the communities that we serve, so give us a call and we can help you, or website fairhopehospice.org.
Absolutely.
And I'm going to ask Ellen, before we go on to our second segment, is there anything that you'd like to especially say about our pet therapy program? How many years have we actually had that?
Brinkley is 8, so she was a year old whenever she passed her therapy dog test, so
right.
7 years.
About 7 years, so mm-hmm. That's great. And Brinkley does do visiting?
Absolutely. And honestly, I guess what I'd like to say is that, you know, if there's someone who would benefit from a therapy dog visit who might not even be a hospice patient or even on our palliative program, we would be happy to provide that visit through a community referral.
Right. So ask for Brinkley or Ellen. So
ask for Brinkley.
Brinkley won't answer the phone, but you can get Ellen really quickly, because
right.
Everybody knows where Brinkley belongs.
Correct.
So they all know Ellen and Brinkley together. So, okay, I do want to thank Ellen Duros for being with us, and we are going to take a short break.